My dear ones, today we are invited to follow the rose heart of Mary Magdalene, symbol of purity and unconditional love and heart wisdom. She will show us three paths on which you can journey to find important insights and guidance for your own hearts and souls. Find a comfortable position where you can sit with your body relaxed and your feet in contact with the earth. Allow your body to settle and stretch it softly if you feel you need to release tensions. When ready, start to breathe continuously through the nose, in and out several times. Imagine that you find yourself in nature. Maybe you are in a place from your childhood or any other place where you like to spend your holidays, where to go there every time you feel to be quiet. It is a place where you feel like home and you feel relaxed in your body, in your mind and your heart. It is a sunny day with a clear sky and a soft breeze blowing around you. You look in front of you and you see approaching from afar a young lady in a long white dress moving slowly with the breeze and a crown of red flowers on her head. You admire her beautiful silhouette while she's walking towards you with a soft and kind smile on her face. When she gets close to you, she takes your left hand and asks you to walk beside her. Feel her warm presence and walk confident, guided by her. She is Mary of Magdala, the lady in red, the guide of the rose path in your life. In a while, you reach a crossroads, and in front of you, there are three paths opening. The one to the left is a road made of river stone and sand. The one in the middle is made of green grass and flowers, while the one on the right side is paved with small stones combined like in an ancient mosaic. Mary speaks to you in an old language, and she tells you that you came to this crossroads to find your path and to discover what your heart calling is and how you can embody the feminine Christ in your own life. She motions you to make your choice, to not be afraid to choose one of these three paths and follow through for further insights and guidance. And she assures you that she will wait for you when back from this journey. You make your decision and start to walk confident in one of these roads. While you are walking on this path, you look around you. What are the images, the people, the animals, stones, plants, the colors and the shapes or sounds that are coming to you while you are walking on this path? Maybe there is a memory from your past or childhood coming back to you now. Maybe something else catches your attention. A thought, a feeling, an emotion. Walk confident that what is needed will be shown to you now. Trust this path that you chose, as this is the one you should walk to find your heart and soul calling. Open your heart to receive the messages, the colors, the memories, the thoughts, and the feelings that are shaping now your path. After a while, you reach a pond, and a bridge stands in front of you over this pond. How is this bridge made? What materials, colors, or shapes were used to make it? You walk over this bridge, and when you reach on the other side, you find in front of you a mature woman with three jars in the shape of an amphora at her feet. One of these jars is made of silver, the other one is made of gold, and the third one is made of jade. This woman tells you can choose one of these three jars and open it. What can you find inside it? How can you use what you find on your path? Is there any clue about how you can improve yourself for following and building this path? You take the jar that calls you mostly in your hand or over your shoulders. You can also place it on top of your head. Do you feel it heavy? Is it difficult to carry? With your jar, you start to walk again. And you get to a well where there is an old lady. She sits quietly on the earth. Her head and shoulders are covered with a red shawl decorated with violet flowers. They are lily flowers, symbol of royalty and wisdom. You take the jar from your shoulders or from your hands and you put it down in front of this lady. She stops from what she's doing and with her left palm blesses the jar, saying a spell. Then she takes a little bit of what you have inside this jar with her hands and places on a plate in front of her. By miracle, this matter starts to move and creates a pattern or a drawing like a map. You look into this plate and see what is there now. Maybe you find clues about what is next in your life or what this path will bring to you in the future. Do not be afraid to look to this drawing. It shows you a glimpse into your heart path developments and is already written in your destiny. Your heart will know what to do with all these clues and patterns. She is ready to follow this path. You are ready too. You thank to this old woman for the gift of wisdom and love she gave to you and continue to walk your path. Now you are getting back to the place where Mary left you when you started this journey. You can see her from afar waiting patiently for you to return. When you get close to her again, she stands in front of you, smiling gently. She places her left hand on your heart, and your foreheads touch each other. She starts to sing, sending to your heart her healing codes. Listen to this song and to the blessings her voice sends to your heart. When she finishes her song, she places a small crystal in her right hand as a gift. It is a small pink quartz. And you thank her with your heart. Then she says farewell and turns you the back, disappearing in the horizon. You look to her while she walks away and then thank her for all this experience. Take a few deep breaths again, in and out. And when you're ready, get back to your body. Open your eyes and connect again with the room and the space around you. Take a few minutes to remember all you have seen in this journey. To remember the experience you had under the guidance of Mary. If you wish and have time, you can also take notes of everything. Blessed be your day, blessed be your heart and your rose path.